Blog Talk Radio.
We sing happy.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Daytime After Dark. And this is our first show of 2021. Hey, you guys, I remember what year it was. That's pretty amazing because, you know, I usually don't remember what year it is. And after yesterday, you know, it was one of the days where I'm still sick to my stomach, processing all of that. All of that was the most crazy shit. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Shit, actually, I've ever seen in my entire life. And, you know, it was just one of those things that, well, after, you know, we will talk more about that, and so much more to talk about, and, let's see, okay, so we are waiting for Kevin. And he's not here yet, so I am going to bring on Natalia because I can, and I don't want to sit here talking to myself or like until Kevin gets here because it would be very, 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 very weird. And yeah.
Hi, Carl.
Hey.
How are
so,
you?
Yeah, no, like I said, after the interview, I will say more about yesterday, but, yeah, I'm still, yeah, yesterday, there was no words. I mean, there was words I could say, but all of the words I could say are really bad words because that was so messed up on every level of any level. Don't you agree? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I never thought I would see that. What about you?
No, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, we have Kevin here. So I will put you on hold, and then I will, it will be David, Bobby and you. So that's the order. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
Perfect.
Okay, people. Welcome one of my favorite people on the planet. He's been on Friends. That was my favorite episode. On Days of Our Life. Young and the Restless. So many good shows. I can't even think. Oh, Grey's Anatomy. How can I forget my Grey's Anatomy? And so, yes, that's been coming on.
Hello.
Hi,
everybody.
Kevin.
Happy New Year
so,
and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't had you on in a while, so.
Yeah, it's been a while. Nice to hear your voices.
Yeah, I, you know, my brain is actually gone because, you know, we are in the stay-at-home mode once again.
Yeah.
And technically.
In the world.
Yeah, technically. Seattle has never not been in the stay-at-home mode since February of 2020. So it was, yeah.
Wow.
I almost, when we do go back to normal,
You won't know what to do with yourself?
Well, I don't know because this, Kevin, won't you agree? It's like crazy. Because, okay, number one, because it's so crazy out there, oh, yeah. My mom is doing my grocery shopping because she says, since I have the radio show, my immune system can be compromised. And she doesn't want me to get the virus. So, yeah. So the only place I've gone is a drive-thru with my 93-year-old grandmother who said the stay-at-home mother, I taught her how to drive through the drive-thru. That's the only thing, besides all these great interviews, I can take from last year. And so, have you been working lately? Have you been shut down too? I mean, what's going on with you?
Oh, Kevin, for me? Well, I live in Los Angeles, which is now this epicenter for everything terrible, COVID-wise. So we are in a full lockdown again down here, too. It's been okay. My wife and I have been good quarantine buddies, so that's been nice. It was tough because there was no showbiz to speak of at all, and it started to come back a little tiny bit near the end of the year, but now it's locked down again. So for an actor in Hollywood, it was a tough year, as it was for everybody in any profession, but, there literally was no work to be had. There was nothing shooting. There was nothing, to do. So it was actually an interesting time because it gave us all, I think all of us, a lot of time to think, slow down about, being an actor. It's all about the next job, the next job, the next job. And I always joke my career is looking for work, and then I get to act now and then when I book something. So not having to do that, not being able to do that, I think it was very interesting, interesting emotional roller coaster. But it's just, what can you say? The world is just so it's just so crazy right now. I mean, I can't believe we're living through what we're living through and seeing what we're seeing. But, as long as you're healthy and got a roof over your head and some food in your belly, I guess that we're learning that's the important stuff. So that's a good thing on that end, I think.
But
not to minimize how hard it is, though.
Well, yeah, what did you think of yesterday?
Oh, what can one think? I was just, like the rest of I guess some people on one end of the spectrum may have enjoyed watching it. I don't know, but I just found it so sad and disturbing and angering and just shocking on all from all ends. I mean, the politicians and the people that were going in, and even the ill-prepared response, and just the fact that somebody actually. Four people died, I guess. One was shot. I mean, it's just it's one of these things you just tell, like, you never see on the steps of the Capitol or in our country. So it is, I don't know. I think it's going to be a bit of a day of a reckoning. I hope that it will change some things, but we'll see. The administration will change in 2 weeks, but I don't know what's going to happen between now and then, so we'll see.
Well, but I think in the next 2 weeks, too, I would not be surprised at all if they do get him out after yesterday.
Talk of that.
Everyone, and right now, the way I feel after yesterday, and, I just feel like, it was like on all day. All day long it was on. So we did not get our soaps, number one. And I'm like, crap. And number two, just the way everything transpired was everyone knew Biden had the numbers. Everyone knew that going in. And so, like what Big Goldberg calls him, him knew you know, it was a lost cause by having all those people and giving all those people false hope that, oh, this was going to change, and it wasn't. It was for me,
well, yeah,
I just wanted to fund someone.
No,
I don't
political
so
and offend anybody, but, you know, as long as
yeah.
the senators that. Anyway, as I said, luckily things started to pick up. You know, work-wise, I just had to do some auditions for some. Everything. The interesting thing now is everything's being done on our own. Any audition we have is a self-tape that we send in to the casting people. All the voiceovers are done at home, and then I have like this mini studio I've kind of built. I just sent in some voiceover auditions about an hour ago, actually. So it's weird. You don't really go out to see anybody. You're still recording things at home and sending it out. So I was getting some auditions. I haven't booked anything since everything's been lifted. So I'm lucky that I have a lot of stuff that's out there just still playing on the air. And, you know, I get residual money and people see me, so that's cool. But things were picking up some, and now I don't know if you've read, but the Screen Actors Guild and Producers Guild, they've all asked all the production that was happening to take about a 3-week hiatus to see where everything lands, because it's just, you know, they don't want people to get sick. But also an interesting thing I read was if somebody gets hurt on the set, there's nowhere to take them because hospitals can't take anybody. So it's another interesting aspect of why they're shutting down. So right now there's very few,
exactly,
if anything shooting. Yeah. It's a time to reflect and find some other interest. I'm teaching improvisation at a college, which is awesome, and doing that on Zoom. I'm going to teach an acting for camera class on Zoom with the college. So it's challenging, but, you know, at least gets me. I mean, I get to travel all the way from my bedroom to my office to do it, so I get to commute. Anyway, we've been overall holding up well. Thank you for asking. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, and I think you should be having money coming in technically, because, number one, the friend episode that you were in the ball with Jennifer Aniston and Lisa Kudrow, ever since the stay-at-home thing, it has ran 10, it keeps running over and over. So technically, you should get paid for that. Okay.
Yeah,
and
I get some kind of money.
Series, you know, have been running reruns of that too. you know.
Yeah, that's nice. Those are good ones to have out there.
You know, crazy to pretty much everything that, you know, you have been on. You've been on so many good shows that I want to get you back on daytime. I don't know how I'm going to do that, Kevin, but I'm going to, because I keep thinking, okay, you're number one. You need to book number one. Number one, you need to work. But number two, if we really want to make Carly happy, people, just put you on one of the daytime shows, and I'm, you know, really, really, really happy about it. But, yeah, that's fun. Okay, so casting directors, listen, Kevin, available, people.
Come on.
Okay.
What are they waiting for?
Yeah, so I know we have limited time. So I'm working on David. Yeah. Hey, David.
Hi, David.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing great down here in Florida. Getting a little chilly down here. But
yeah,
doing great. Yeah, so I'm doing great. Can't complain.
Are you holding up well in all the madness as well? In the locking down?
Yeah, it's going crazy with the COVID thing. Home at order. Got curfew down here now, so we can't go out at a certain time of night now. But I'm doing all right.
Yeah, well, you know, it's nice because we don't really. But I mean, it's nice we can't go. I mean, one thing about nice not going anywhere is that nobody else is, so there's not. We're not missing anything. If you know what I mean.
I so you want 911? What was I working on that 911? Yeah, we call 911.
I'm sorry, you dropped out there. Can you say that again? I didn't hear the half of that.
You
want
to take people 911. 911.
I actually have not done that show yet, but I've read for it a couple of times. I read for the Lone Star version, actually, for I think it was episode 6 of this season, but they didn't book me, so what do they know? They just made a, you know, that's a mistake. I'd like to do that. Those shows are big hits. It's always good to be on a hit. I will do my best to get on daytime and that show for you guys. Not for me. I don't need, you know, it's not like I want to do it, but I want to do it for you guys. Yeah, sure.
Also, I saw you on, I told on TV you're on ER too. I told you on ER. What was I working on that?
Yeah, that was a good role. I had a friend that just sent me pictures. He took off his TV of me on Wings. He said, I didn't know you were on Wings. So that was kind of funny. I haven't seen myself. I'm a lot younger when I did that Wings. So it's kind of funny to see. I think.
And how did you get started in acting?
How did I, or how do you?
How did you get started acting?
I started in high school just doing plays and in the theater department, and then I went to college and got my degree in theater, and then I went to grad school and got my master's in acting. So I went the academia route to get it started, and then you just got to hit the ground running and see if you can. It's not an easy profession by any means, but I just kind of kept working, and I was blessed that way that I guess I'm good. I'll say that, put that out there, that, you know, I'm bringing something to the table for the people that hire me. But I don't know. I mean, I think the best thing to do is you got to get some training, whether it's through college or through acting school or acting coaches or whatever. There are people that are good at it, you know, that is, you know, you got to be ready when the opportunity comes. That makes sense. So I recommend any kind of training. I mean, I do, I teach classes and I teach, coaching and stuff. So find somebody like me or me, if you want to, we can talk about that. If you ever want to try to do a little acting workshop or something, that might be kind of fun for me to do with you guys. How to get started. It's just a matter of, you gotta love it. You gotta really want to do it, because it's not an easy life in many ways. And you get some really cool things out of it, but a lot of stuff too that, you know, you may not want to. How's that for advice? Now, I know, is Nadia around? I remember I saw that she was a new partner on the team.
And so is Bobby. So will bring them on, because I know
Bring them on whenever you want. I'm sorry.
David, you're done with. New questions, right?
Yeah, I'm going
to
say...
I didn't mean to cut you short, David. If you have more questions, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they show Big Bang Theory so much. That's because I was drove from that show. They show the episode all the time. Big Bang Theory, which I'm a big fan of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, David, I'm going to bring on Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Hi, Bobby. How are you, sir? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I have a great suggestion of getting back on Y&R. Only if your former Days of Our Lives friend that came on Days years ago, Patricia Daugherty, were to come over there and play Shirley Spectrum opposite her granddaughter Sally, who's down there right now.
Uh-huh.
Because I know for a while they were on Bowling View together.
Yeah, I'd love to see
you and Patrice work together on Y&R, and that would be one big day reunion right there. I know that Courtney never was on I know that Courtney was never on Days of Our Lives back.
Yeah, well, Patrika's a friend. We know each other, so that'd be fun.
But I just want to just know, with everything that's been going on, as far as the stay-at-home orders, because I read about how it was done with temporary shutting down, how is going to be any possibility of maybe when you actually get a job back in Hollywood anytime soon, as far as the voice of Roy can do something where we can at least get close to normal when they resume things in about a couple of weeks.
Well, you know, no one really knows, but I have a friend that's an executive at Disney, and they closed all their parks for the most part. I mean, at least out here. And his experts there say something about they don't think we'll get "quote unquote herd immunity," where it's really safe to go out. Everybody's vaccinated until probably at least Labor Day. So it's going to be at least Labor Day or next year before things are going to feel somewhat normal, I think. Hollywood is back shooting things. I mean, things are shooting right now, although they're not right now.
I know.
Everything's closed down for about 3 weeks.
Right, because General Hospital has been put on temporary shutdown after when they had COVID last month.
Yeah.
And so I know that it's going to be a while before everything is back to normal, like you say, because I'm hoping to be back to normal by the end of the summer.
Right now, they've said film production, TV production is an essential thing, so they'll be able to work when they're able to work. But I had a friend that was shooting a show, and they got shut down because somebody came out, so they were closed down for 2 weeks while they figured out who was exposed and who wasn't, It's a big problem for producers. It's costing them a lot of money.
especially with a lot of streaming networks like Disney Plus and HBO Plus Discovery Plus releasing new shows and new exclusive movies streaming just directly toward them. That might be another big alternative to regular movie theaters as far as what's being released in theaters, especially with the summer coming up, because when we look at the Super Bowl next month and look at some of these movies, the big question is, will it be out in theaters, or do we have to chip a extra $30 on top of the regular service or the streaming service to just watch it?
Well, yeah, I'm kind of curious. I don't know how movie theaters are going to survive all this. We'll see. Hopefully they'll bounce back, because I love going to a movie. But, I'm also kind of liking just watching movies on my TV.
Yeah. I gotta admit. I think I've seen every movie on Amazon and Netflix myself. But it's great that she was on tonight. And I'll let you speak to our new friend, Nadia.
Yeah. Nadia, right?
Have a good night.
Okay, David.
Good night,
Bobby.
I
want to get Nadia on really quick.
Okay.
And we know Kevin always comes back, Bobby, so you can ask him a million questions the next time. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I don't mean to cut you guys short.
Yeah.
We're
so
excited to have Nadia aboard, though, so.
Yeah, I am so good, glad, and happy about my little find. Hey, girl, you're on.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Nadia. Nice to meet you, I guess. Or,
yeah, nice to meet you. Talk to you.
Where are you located? Where do you live?
I'm in Boston.
Boston?
Boston, where it's cold.
Oh, yeah, I bet. But it's historically cold. Yeah. Great. I've only been there a few times, but it's a fun town. You better like everybody in that town wears a Red Sox hat. Everybody.
Oh, yes. And it's so funny because I'm not a Red Sox fan.
man, woman, child, old man, young woman, everybody had a Red Sox fan.
Yep. Oh, yes.
But your Patriots aren't very good this year, so that must be heartbreaking for you guys.
Yes, I know. They were horrible this year. I couldn't believe it.
Yep.
And I just can't believe that Brady and Gronk are doing good in their new area in Tampa.
Yeah, I never understood why Brady had to go, but I guess he didn't get along with Belichick or something. I'm not sure. She had a nice run there, though.
Something like that, yeah. So crazy. So I also heard that you're, so I was hearing you talk, I think, to David, I think, about you're also you're a casting director. Is that correct?
Oh, I'm not a casting director.
Oh.
No, I maybe just misheard it. I'm just casting directors. What was I saying about it? It's just whenever you get a call from a casting director now, you have to, for the time being, we record our own auditions and then send them in. Now and then we can do it live with them on Zoom. I've had some live auditions where they're on the other side, you know, recording it and giving me notes. But no, I've done some casting, but I've just helped friends with projects. I don't get paid as a casting director. I do teach. I teach acting and improv and stuff. And I coach actors for auditions and things like that. I teach at a college in Southern California.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's been fun. It's weird. I do it on Zoom. Teaching acting on Zoom is not the ideal way, but we make it work. So.
Exactly. Yeah, because at the end of the month, I'll be doing acting auditioning classes with Mark Teshner.
Oh, Teshner.
Yeah.
Mark cast General Hospital, and
General,
I think that's
yeah.
it right now. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. I haven't seen him in ages, but he cast me. My very first soap opera job was General Hospital with a scene with Luke and Laura way back when.
Oh, Luke and Laura, back in the day. They were great, yeah. I mean, Laura's still on. I mean, Luke came on for that one scene with Julian at the end before he left. But but Laura's on a lot now.
No, yeah. But yeah, that'll be fun. Is it like a one-day thing with Mark or like several weeks? Or
no, it's,
how's that working?
It's a four-week course. So,
okay.
Yeah, it starts at the end of January, so it should be pretty fun.
That's great. Oh, I hear
yeah.
the Boston accent there now.
Oh.
I can hear your accent there. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to hear how that goes. And maybe he'll get you on the show. Then.
Yeah, I know.
You'll get discovered.
Thinking. You never know.
You never know.
Awesome.
I mean, this day and age, if you're willing to come out here, they'll put you on the show. But
yeah,
I don't know if they're in production. I mean, I know Days was back shooting, but I'm assuming they're locked down right now, like everybody else. But I don't know for sure. But did you have anything particular question wise, or just wanted to meet each other?
Well,
which is fine.
To meet each other, to get to know one another, and also, too, I just have one question. So,
okay.
Of all the roles that you've played, which is your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
Some of the favorites I've had are I like to say anytime I've got I really don't. I think my favorite roles have actually been the ones I've done on stage. To be truthful, I mean, I love doing theater. The ones
too.
You've seen, I think I liked. I really enjoyed doing the Supernatural. It's like Buddy Boyle, Reverend Buddy Boyle on Supernatural. That was fun. And let's see, Wings was a lot of fun because I got to do several of them, so I got to be part of the family. So that was great. And Big Bang, of course, was awesome. Friends was awesome because I got to work with Jennifer and. You know, I think
Jennifer
she had a big crush on me.
And that's your daughter, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
On Dave, yeah. Nope.
Yeah, so, that's... Oh, hang on. Can you guys hear me? I got my phone.
I can hear you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, and we cannot wait to have you back.
Okay, well, it's nice to be back. Thanks for having me again. And
yes,
everybody
nice
stay safe
you.
And stay safe. Yeah, you too, Nadia. Take care.
Go
Red
talk.
Sox. I don't really care.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
right.
Stay well and good luck with that class. I look forward to hearing about that. And nice to chat with everybody. Thanks for having me.
Yes, okay.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Okay.
You are welcome back anytime. You know that. So.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye, all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, take care.
Okay, so let's see. I guess I should bring on the boys, right? I mean, that would be the nice thing to do, right?
Yes, if you really want to. No, I'm kidding.
I am. No, now you are my backup, and now you're my constant, because right now I don't care about my constant. But I want to say, congratulations to the Seahawks. You know, I had no doubt, obviously, that the playoffs we were going to get in. I had no worries. I had no doubt. Okay, fine. So Sunday's game almost put me in the hospital. I will admit that.
I think it's because we have the Panthers Saints game now in North Carolina.
Bobby, sweetheart, I wasn't done.
I'm sorry, but I had to just tell you that.
Okay, Nadia, I almost had a heart attack during the game. The last 3 minutes of the game, I'm like, okay, please don't do anything stupid. Please, we need a win this. And now that we have, it's like amazing because, you know, for all the shit that has king, we're on this year. Well, at least my team is going to the playoffs. So, for me, I could be more than thrilled, even though the game is on Saturday, not Sunday. Which I don't understand why, but, you know, but at least they didn't do a 10 o'clock in the morning game on me. So, yes. So, I have a question for everyone on the panel. And we will talk one at a time and not interrupting each other. I'm Whoopi Goldberg now because if we interrupt each other, we cannot hear what the other one is saying. Okay, my question for everyone is, okay, I haven't seen yesterday's GH that was on today, but I just want to say, my colleague, I love it right now. I love it that she took souls, she did the little plan, and I know everyone wants to condemn her for putting that nice, sweet old lady in, you know, a safe house when she was in the faculty. Come on, the safe house is probably better equipped than the stupid Long Hill. Faculty number two, I hated that they blame her. Carly should not be blamed because, you know what, I would have done the same damn thing. You know, I'm sick and tired of my girl getting all the negative shit on. But no, if Sam did that, if Olivia did that, oh, it would have been fine. It would have been great. But oh, no, they're going to go after Carly on this. It's bullshit. Okay, what? I'm so sick of people saying that she should stay home and knit and be a good housewife. Really? See, Sunny's missing. What do you want her to do, everyone? Just sit at home and wait? And Nadia, what do you think?
So what I think is, personally, I think it's kind of, I don't know, but Kali, she's always getting herself into trouble. I think she's funny, though. Like, I mean, I know she's trying to help, but she's trying to keep her family safe, basically.
Yeah, and I just think that she was desperate, you know, and Cyrus started this whole thing. Cyrus and Zillian started this. Okay, it wasn't Sunny that did this. Okay, it was Cyrus that, you know, threw the first thing. It was Cyrus at the warehouse. It was Cyrus trying to take down Laura at the pier, calling in the warehouse. Sonny and Mike and Jason in Brooklyn. Last year that happened. And what? No one wants them to be retaliate? Because they haven't done that yet, and everyone wants to say she was wrong. I'm sorry, she's not wrong. I don't care. I don't give a shit if you want to Twitter me after the show and tell me how wrong I am. And I don't have a compassion for old lady. Number two, that old lady, Stone, a spawn of you know, Cyrus, so do I feel sorry for a little, but she made Cyrus. So in those things that, and Cyrus came to town, Anna and done that, you guys. Let's don't forget that he's trying to push drugs and push souls. Okay, Julian and Sunny will never, ever, ever try to push so many ODs coming out. Okay, and that's what's pissing me off. So, Bobby, what do you think?
Well, to be honest with you, with what had happened in the last few weeks, and I say this on the General Hospital Facebook page, I think last week when they reran an old episode on New Year's Eve, I think we're probably going to see in 2021 maybe starting back with vengeance, and as far as I'm concerned, it's not going to be a pretty picture, especially for Cyrus. And number two,
and
with the situation that's going on right now in Washington, for Nadia to lose 45 minutes of General Hospital today, and for me and you and the rest of the country be out of luck yesterday, and to have today's episode rerun while Nadia and Canada gets a repeat or a joint in progress episode, was probably not a good idea right there. I mean, sure you can watch it on ABC.com and all the other websites and Hulu later on tonight, but I just don't get with what's going on. I understand the situation in Washington was more important than anything else because of what's been going on the last 4 years. But other than January 2020, I don't see any particular serious preemption or repeat of General Hospital until Labor Day, unless we have the NBA Finals played during the afternoon.
Well, that's true. And David, what do you think of this whole thing?
Remember,
use your word wisely with me, okay? Because I'm in a fighting mode as of yesterday. So just remember, whatever you're going to say, David, you might as well think about it. Because I will shut you down in 2 seconds if you say the wrong thing.
Oh, me. I want you to know the problem. Well, I'm not happy what happened in Washington. It's disgraceful what happened. That shouldn't have happened. I think to prevent what happened yesterday. And because he did, no comment.
I'm sorry, but what she did was genius. I'm sorry. I would have come up with a sneaky plan like that. That would have been my first attack, because that's all Cyrus is cared about in the whole wide world. And he came to town, and he knew Laura was, you know, the half-brother. Come on. I'm sorry, but I don't have any remorse in my heart for how I feel about Cyrus. Sunny is gone right now. We don't know where my guy is, okay? We know Julian is dead, okay? And did I want that fate for Julian? No. I wanted that fate for Cyrus. Julian and Sunny, okay, they might have respected each other to a point. But Julian caused some of this with the bombing, Nadia, right? Zoom in, people say, oh, he had to do this because of Cyrus. But correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't he have a mind of his own too? What is Cyrus that was wiping his ass and telling him what to do? What do you think?
When Cyrus was what?
Well,
I'm sorry.
Cyrus? In a way, Cyrus was kind of, you know, wiping, you know, Zuli was covering and wiping Cyrus' ass by going and blowing up the floating web. Okay? People died that night. Deb, I was pissed. I'm still about Deb dying. Because Dustin died. Lilith in a coma. Those facts. You cannot say that what led up to everything. And you know what? If Zillian was such a man of honor, well, he would have went to Sonny and Jason long before and said, oh, by the way, you guys might want to kill me now. But yes, I do know that Wiley was really Michael's. But no, he was too scared to do that. So he married Nell. He did the bombing. His grandson could have died. And now Sam is a cell of a wimp because she wanted to break up with Jason because of the danger. The danger, no matter what, would have been there. No matter what. Even if Jason and Sam are not together, people, you got to remember, that is the level people will use over Samson, Jason, and Sunny. So just remember that. And but we don't have a show tomorrow, right?
David.
No, we have no show tomorrow.
What's our next show?
Okay, and so how does our next week after look, David?
Okay, Tammy Doc gets canceled. She's yeah, Death in the Family. That'll be the show 12. That show will be on the 18th. But I'm Ron Eckert. Tammy canceled yeah, Death in the Family. That show will be on the 18th, January 18th. Ron Eckert.
Well, that is true. And
I want to ask Nadia a question concerning about today's general hospital. Did you get? I know Brian ended up interrupting the last 10 minutes of Days of Our Lives where I was. I mean, I wasn't too happy about that. But did you get a chance to get the last half hour of general hospital because he took up half of the show to talk about that? And I understand that yesterday was one thing, but this was totally a different story. And like I said, I'm glad they blocked that guy from social media because I even banned him from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what I want to say, too, before we go, is yesterday, what was everyone thinking yesterday? Because what happened in D.C. and in all Washington, they won for all governor Manchin. They won for all governor, too, and because he's a Democrat. And I'm sorry, but I do blame the Washington, D.C. police. They didn't have anything under control at all. I just think that, you know, it's been a crazy time yesterday. And David, Bobby, what were you thinking yesterday?
Well, all I can say is, Carly, after tweeting you and running that general hospital was on yesterday because of it, all I have to say is the 20th can't come fast enough. And you agree with me, like we said on Twitter. I'm not Twitter, I'm by text.
Well, I think
we haven't heard the last of them. I mean, they can put all the curfews in D.C. all they want. They can block and stop the inauguration all they want. But at the end of the day, they're going to know they're not going to have their way. And right now we're going to be in a civil war or a coup because they want Trump back in the White House. It's going to be a problem. And if he runs for president in 2024 or Pence runs for president in 2024, I'm not voting for either one of those losers.
Pence and Trump, with Pence, he will not even have, any of the thing. Pence was the one that, was pursued, take on the coronavirus tax vote. And as we can see, he did nothing. So I'm sorry. After yesterday, I want both of them removed. Both of them.
Right. Right.
And
we tried. And we tried this a year ago, Carly. And we still had Trump in the White House. Remember after the impeachment?
Let me finish, Bobby, before I kill you.
Okay.
Okay. I was just saying that both of them were wrong yesterday. Both of them were wrong. And number two, Lindsey Graham is now trying to save his ass by saying, the winner is, Biden and Harris. And what gets me is there was a time that Lindsey Graham and Joe Biden and John McCain were the three best friends. Okay. He has taken personal things with Biden, and I'm sorry, I cannot condone that. He's taking personal thoughts on him. He's like, I prayed for you not to win, but you did. Come on. Who in the hell would say that? A guy that doesn't have a soul. And number two, when Trump came on and spoke to America, what do you guys think? Because what I got out of it was, yeah, let's send everyone home, but in the same breath, telling all those people that our election got stolen from us. You were violating the people more. Right, Nadia? Is that what you think?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
He said that go home, but in the same breath, he had the gall to say, but everyone, it got stolen from me. He's a 2-year-old who cannot deal with losing, okay? His parents tell him nothing. And I'm sorry, but whoever supports him is not thinking with their head. Okay, supported Trump, even when they voted for him the last election, and even now, if anyone in my family tried to condone yesterday, I would probably beat them up. Natalia's.
And that's not the worst of it, Carly. Our governor in North Carolina, says that he is unfit for the job. And while I agree with Governor Cooper, he has his own problems with our thing. And there's one side of me that wants, that wish that those mob was just protesting and running up on the governor's mansion in Raleigh. But this is the same governor that let all the crap in Raleigh happen during Black Lives Matter over the summer. And so it's kind of like, look who's talking right now. You have a president that's unfit for this country, and you have a governor in North Carolina that's unfit for governor. So we can't win.
Yeah, And I just want to say two things before we get off. Go Seahawks. And number two, you guys got to remember, now that the Democrats hold the Senate and the House and the presidency, you guys, I believe we will get that $2,000 check. And I've heard that maybe it will be like $2,000 every month. Nadia, what have you heard on that level? Because I heard that. And
heard about, sorry.
The $2,000. Now I believe that we are going to get the $2,000. I really believe because the Democrats are in charge of it. So I really
believe that we will get... Did you get your
$600? What?
Did you get your $600?
No. Now, remember how the $20,000 was on the table for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been hearing that now that we have the Democrats in the House and Ms. McConnell got removed. And thank you, Zoza, for voting Democrat last night. Thank you.
Thank God that he got removed because...
Yeah,
he was the Grinch that stole Christmas. In fact, that was his nickname, the Grinch.
I heard that it could be $2,000, you know, for the package. Oh, there's another package shopping around $2,000 a month until this is over.
Well, I'll take whatever money I can make. I don't care about it. Give me a new job.
So, Nadia, what do you think?
About what, that we're going to get?
The fact that we, you know, it will, you know, it's looking good for the $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking really good for the $2,000. And
yeah, definitely.
You know, if we get the $2,000, people, I will be happy. Then I can have more Zoom events, see? And
right.
Before we go, Natalia, so what events are you going to this weekend?
I'm sorry?
What events? You know, the Zoom?
Oh, okay. So for Saturday, I'll be talking to Nancy again. And then Sunday, so they moved the nurses' Zoom to March 21st now, because I guess there was a conflict or something. And then, but at night, it's still going to be Tristan and Lisa. It's, yeah.
Well, you're doing the one with Sonia Eddy, right? And Rita, right? And
yes, but they
you're
moved,
doing that one,
they
right?
Moved that, yes, they moved
okay,
that
and
Zoom
you're gonna
to March 21st.
Ask- Yep, and you're going to ask them very nicely to come on our show.
Yes,
you
but
know,
they won't
because,
be asked.
You know, Kathy Gotti, if you're going to her event, knows us.
Yes.
So all you have to say, Kathy Gotti, is Carly loves you, misses you. You know, let's do another interview
He's
because
awesome.
He loves us on mm-hmm. Daytime After Dark. See, adores us. And
yeah, of course. Right.
We've had, you know, I haven't had Sonia on in like 4 years, so that would be a good move. And so, and, you know,
and I just saw the idea, Nalia, and thanks for bringing it up. But maybe we should get Amy on the show one day because I know she, just like Maurice, have had a bipolar issue recently. So it would be great
right.
to just have her on.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, Nadia is our Zoom person. You know, I'm going to try and go one or two of them, you know, but, you know,
I'm just
I have more money. I
right.
wish I had
I just
more
wish
money.
I had,
or I would...
Yeah. I wish I could attend some of these Zoom events because I'm already... Huh? Sorry, Carly.
Bobby? Do you
yeah.
want to be cured? Really? Do you want
don't. To... No, Carly.
No. So, behave
sorry.
Yourself. Okay. The only one that deserves a ghost though today is Nadia. You know, it could be about you. Okay, you may interrupt me, but no, I just think having you, Nadia, as a Zoom person, Zoom. I like how that sounds, though. Zoom person. Okay, I'm not drunk or anything, people. I just have this lack of sleep because I keep dreaming. I get COVID, and I'm in this hospital, and suddenly all these doctors are soap doctors, like Zayeti and Patrick from Mayano and everything. But then I'm dealing with the most awful news ever. In my dream, the one that was mean to Carly over in Film Cliff, she was my news, okay? It was, you know, and she wanted me to go away and put me in a closet in my hospital bed. Okay? That dream has terrified me. This whole COVID-19, getting COVID-19, has, you know, kind of scared me. I mean... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, is any one of you guys having COVID-19 meals, or am I the only one?
No.
I'm mainly having just dreams of me one of these general hospital stars at these fan events, but realizing that might not happen, especially the one in April in Raleigh, because I'm thinking if they move it to virtual, to Zoom, I'm probably going to have to see if I can be able to put a credit card on the Zoom meeting for that, or
if they
move to October, Bobby, it might be a little different.
Bobby, you can use the debit card with Zoom, or if you have PayPal with Zoom, right? Nadia, that's how I do it.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, so, and, okay, so... Let's see, one interview in 2021, nothing bad has happened yet, okay. So we are going to kick ass this year. We are going to get a lot of new people on and old people on. And if it was up to me, Zayeti would just come on every day, but you know, that's not a bad idea, though. I talked to him. I checked up on him today, about yesterday, and he agreed with me. It was the craziest day he'd ever seen, too. And he told me to tell all of you guys hi. And, yeah,
ooh,
he made me to even say hi to David, okay? He told me He said I should be a little nicer to David, okay?
Wait,
who's
everybody,
this?
Sorry.
Everybody. Oh,
wouldn't
you stop? Okay, he's my husband.
Can I ask something?
Okay,
can I ask something? Hello?
Yeah.
Who is this that you were talking about? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
Day Eddie Peck.
Oh,
big
yeah.
Sorry. So, no, Day Eddie is like my guy. Everyone knows it. And I adore him. And I think he walks on water, basically, in my view. And also, what is everyone having for dinner before we go? Oh, did you guys already have dinner?
Oh, I already had dinner.
I
had dinner, too.
What did you have?
So I had veal cutlet parmesan.
Yummy.
Yeah,
I have spaghetti.
Good.
Okay. Once we get off air, I'm having... My mom is the best cook in the Hawaii world. She made me pasta with shrimp in this garlic beef sauce. And then I put a little blue cheese on it and... I don't know how you guys feel about blue cheese. Nadia, do you like it?
What, the shrimp with spaghetti?
No, Bob, Blue Seed Crumble. I put on after I get the pasta in the shrimp, and then I microwave it, and then I put the crumbled blue seeds on. Oh my God, it's the bomb! It's like my favorite new food right now. And I asked my mom if she can make it every day. So she was nice enough to bring me over a whole pan of that. And a whole pan of spaghetti. Someone doesn't cook on the show, me. And, okay, does anyone cook on the show? Anyone?
No.
All four of us don't. Okay, so.
I think we went over this last month.
All four of us don't know how to cook. I find that funny because I can cook. Funny fact before we go, and everyone can laugh, I don't care, in high school. Okay, I did not skip my cooking class, but they made me take it over because I flunked the first time. And
I'm not sure in our area, at General House, going to be on tomorrow because we're under a winter weather warning, and I don't know if it's going to be on Boston for the same reason for a snow event in the area on this weekend.
Okay, but the fact that I took it in high school and I got asked the first time, so I had to redo it. And can anyone guess what my grade is after I redo it?
A B.
No, it was a D plus.
I'm not laughing at you, Carly. I'm just wondering why.
I did, you know, and I mean, imagine bringing that home to your parents, and my mom and dad looked at each other and said, you know, okay, see, you know, but okay, I can make white crispy treats. I can make brownies. I can make angel food cake. I can bake really well. I just can't cook. I mean, you know, so, yeah, so we should go, but remember, we are back next week.
Right. Go. And also, Carl.
Yeah, back on 18th. Right after.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm not canceled.
Yeah, and go Seahawks on Saturday.
Yeah.
And
right.
Everyone,
I don't know if General Hospital or any of the shows going to be on here in North Carolina
because
we're under the winter weather watch.
Bobby?
Hmm?
I don't want to lose my voice at the Seahawks game on Saturday, but believe me, if I do, I'm texting Nadia. And if that happens, she's going to take a lot of the questions next week. I'm going to, you know, if I lose my voice, Nadia, you have to step up a little because, you know, I want my team to go all the way. So I could lose my voice. It could very well happen. What?
I said, let's hope you don't. I don't want you to lose your voice.
If we have my interview this week with our good friend, oh, God, I can't even think of her name, but now she's on bed rest. But if we have her on Tuesday.
We'll be back to January 18th. Can we not cancel?
Yes.
January 18th.
You,
when we back.
Natalia will have to take over the interview. So. You know, your time is fine on daytime after dark will happen because I can keep my mouth shut. So, you know, you should be thankful for that. But have a great night and don't do anything crazy, anyone. That should be me saying that. But, you know, but just keep on with the group text, everyone. And I did add Nadia to a group text. I did give you her phone number, David.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, I saw it.
Yes.
I said.
Okay, well, finally, we got to go, but we'll be back next week.
Are we coming back on Friday?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.